Newsbreak podcast.
Essentially, what has been said by the National Commissioner is that three of the department's officials have been suspended pending the investigations regarding the escape of Thabo Burster. And also, we understand that the G4S company has suspended some of their employees regarding the fire, the incident that happened in May last year. But above most, we've heard from the National Commissioner that there was a security breach when this incident happened. And as a result of that, they say that they are seeking legal advice and would want to terminate their contract with the G4S that is supposed to expire come 2026. However, if there's some faults that are found before 2026. Therefore, the contract will be terminated with immediate effect. We've also heard that there's a task team that has been established to make sure that they continue with the investigations on the whereabouts of Thabo Burster. They are saying that they've come back to the public, or rather they took long as a department because the investigation was ongoing, and it's only in October whereby they had the autopsy of the body that was found in a cell that, of course, confirmed that that was not Thabo Burster. But they still disappointed that the G4S, which is the contract security that is there, maintained that that was, of course, a Thabo Burster. Hence now these drastic measures that have been put in place. And also we know that there's a manager that has been appointed by the Department of Correctional Service that will perform the duties of a director. That would mean now that Mangaung Correctional Service in Bloemfontein is in the hands of the Department of Correctional Service.
Aphumelele, is there any information about the roles in which the suspended employees were in?
There's nothing much for now, as they did indicate that the investigations continue. However, they have indicated that there was a controller within the people that have been suspended, including people that are responsible with, of course, the administration as to who has to come and who has to go out. That's how far we've gone in terms of knowing regarding the suspension thereof. However, they promised that they will get back to the public, to the media, to update on the findings that they will be finding, as you know, that the investigation on this matter continues.
In terms of the incident on the day, did they speak about that?
Definitely. The National Commissioner did indicate that there was a private car that passed through the security. It's the car that is in question at this moment in time, because it's believed that that's the car that managed to make Thabo Burster to escape. But now the question lying around was, where were the security when this incident happened?
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.